The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Great episode today. We're going to hear from Amma about how you can volunteer as part of the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham.
It's an interesting season. I'm not playing too much, but the team are fun, and I think it's just nice to be at netball and training with people.
Back in the mix, absolutely. Yeah. So obviously, you stepped in as a replacement. How have you found that? How has that kind of shift in dynamic been?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think everybody just welcomed me as part of the team. The girl who is injured has been around as well, and actually she's been really good about it and is really supportive. She's the vice captain still with the team. And so, it's been okay and, comfortable. I've never felt like I'm a spare part.
That's good. That's really good. And I think it must be a good thing to have so much experience and to know that you can use that in kind of... Do you feel like you can use that in kind of any netball setting at this point?
Yeah, definitely. And I think even outside of netball, I think the skills that you learn in netball, being part of a team and even on court, can be used on the court and off the court in netball settings, but also, in business and other things as well. So I think my experience is definitely helping me to move forward in life.
That's good. That's really good. So obviously, we're here to talk today about Volunteers Week. Principally, so you're obviously working on the campaign with Birmingham 22. So just first off, why do you think volunteering is such an important part of our sport?
I think the game basically couldn't happen without volunteers. I think in netball there's not much money floating around. I think just like with the games, it's not an endless pit of money, and so actually without volunteers nothing can happen. So they're the lifeblood of motorsports and of the games as well. It's just, I think, just people wanting to give back, and I think as athletes we're just really grateful that people are willing and able to do that, because without them we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
Absolutely. And I think the netball community specifically is so passionate and so engaged in this space. You know, I've worked with so many volunteers over the years, and I've seen how much people give. I find it quite inspiring to see how much time and expertise and knowledge that people are willing to give for the sport.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the one of the words you said there sums it up, and it's passion. So people who turn up at the crack of dawn and they're there till sundown and beyond, and they just are doing it because, as you say, they love the sport. And I think it is just really rewarding, to sort of a sense of achievement, but then also meeting new people and then forming friendships that you might not necessarily have made if you didn't do the volunteering.
Yeah, that's true. There's so many like multifaceted benefits to getting involved with this stuff. And I wonder if you think it's a kind of, you know, if there's any kind of downsides to the fact that we do have to rely on volunteers so much. And I think that that is especially true in female sports, in women's sport. Is it a sustainable model?
I think it's difficult to answer that, because thus far we've managed. But I think as society changes and people's mentality shifts, there might be a lack of volunteers. Hopefully not, and hopefully enough people have seen the benefits of netball and want to give back if and when they're finished playing or during their playing career. And so it is frustrating, I think, that we have to rely so heavily on volunteers. But I do think that even sports where there seems to be an abundance of money, they still rely on volunteers. So I think football and rugby do, at the lower levels, do rely a lot on volunteers as well. And so I think it is how sport in the UK is sustained at most levels. So hopefully we just have people who are keen to give back and keen to give up their time. And hopefully they see the reward of doing that, so they keep doing it.
Absolutely. Well, I have a lot of faith in the netball family to keep doing that endlessly from what I've seen so far. And just looking ahead then to Birmingham 2022, like, I think the netball world is so excited for this after, you know, the last year and a half that we've had as a community, as a sport, as just human beings. I think this is something we're all desperately looking forward to. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about England's prospects in terms of the netball?
I'm excited, but not. I think when I'm as an athlete with my athlete head on, I never get too excited ahead of time. And so I have, it's a strange feeling because I'm on the board and chair of the athlete committee.
Yeah.
I guess I'm privy to lots of information and inputting into things and discussions. Mm-hmm. And it's more information that I would have gotten as an athlete. And so at this stage, as an athlete, I wouldn't really be thinking about the games. I'd just be thinking about what I'm doing right now and doing my training. But I've been thrown into this position where I have to think about those things and I have to make sure that the games are right for athletes. And so sometimes we have conversations and my heart starts beating a bit faster and I get a little bit excited. And then I think, oh, don't get too far ahead of yourself. But I know, obviously, the last games, England netball won a gold medal. And yeah, it would be absolutely amazing if we could repeat that on home soil. I think we saw the level of interest in netball when we were in Australia and we won. So I think if we could do it again in England, netball would just be propelled to a whole different level.
I think that's so true. And, you know, that moment, 2018, I think everyone who is in the world of netball that is kind of burnt into their brains now for the rest of their lives. Like, we will not forget that moment. And, you know, obviously it was unbelievable. It was incredible. And we were all connecting on WhatsApp. We were all chatting. But ultimately, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I was dark on the sofa with watching on my laptop with my headphones, trying not to wake up my boyfriend by screaming too loud. you know, to kind of do that in a real life, in-person setting, to kind of replicate that feeling, I think that's what we're all desperate for. And it would just be, like you say, take it to that next level. It would be amazing. And I think, you know, we're in a good position to really compete for that.
Yeah, we definitely are. I'm just getting goosebumps and tingles as you were talking about it. But we do have a lot of talent coming through. And I think that was illustrated when the Roses came to play the Silver Ferns in New Zealand. Was it last year? My brain.
I think so. Time has warped this year.
I think it was the end of last year. I think there was a little bit of nervousness and hesitancy from those outside of the Roses bubble as to the fact that they weren't bringing key players. But the girls that they did bring completely stepped up. A lot of them, it was their first experience internationally, and they really did perform and took it to New Zealand. So I think that just shows promise. And hopefully, once all the Roses players are in the mix, we'll be able to produce a really competitive side that can compete to win that gold medal.
Just to kind of look at a wider berth at what's going on in netball at the moment, there's been kind of some chat over the last few days about criticisms of players on social media. I don't know if you saw Jo Harton posting about some kind of, you know, the trolling that she was receiving after a game. And I just wondered what your opinion is about that and about kind of when players are getting to that new level, and obviously we have this engagement online and that can be so great. And the flip side of that can be really difficult for players. I know it's something Kadeen Corbin was talking about recently as well, the kind of abuse that she's faced online. Is that something you've ever experienced, for one? And how do you think we need to respond to it as an organisation and as athletes?
I have experienced a little bit of it. I think it probably caused me to sort of shy away from social media somewhat, because almost just to protect myself.
Yeah.
And so I'm not very active on social media, although I am on social media. But it is, I think it's a frustration and it's a difficult one to balance, because as netball, we want to be propelled into the limelight and be one of the sports that's up there. And so there's arguments that we get our just desserts, so to speak. So they'll say, well, if you play a game and you're being criticised, that's just what happens in other sports at the top level. So we should be getting that as well. But I think trolling is completely different, and I think it borders on bullying, and it shouldn't happen. And so I think netball definitely need to have some sort of communication mechanism with social media brands to actually highlight the trolling and call it out and get those people blocked or removed or to have some sort of sanctions against them. And I think as the game increases in popularity, the trolling will happen more and more. So there definitely needs to be that. But then also I think there needs to be some support for players, I think, mentally as to how to deal with those things. And so I don't know if it would be a national or a global thing, but a way to sort of help protect people. And if they are victims of trolling, let them know the processes that they can go through. Let them know that there are people there they can talk to if they need to. And because I think you can internalize those things and not know how to deal with them, and then it can affect you and your performance, which is definitely not what we want.
Yeah, that's so true. There are so many layers to it, and you're totally right, I think, there to make that distinction between what is the kind of criticism of a performance and as an athlete, and, you know, criticism of a game, and then that kind of personal targeted abuse that we saw that, you know, that Joe shared, for example, and it just seems to be kind of a much wider problem throughout sport. Obviously, we had the kind of social media blackout a few weeks ago to try to kind of push back against that, but I think you're right that there needs to be some kind of unified response, and also that support for the athletes is definitely crucial and key. And I wonder how, you know, you feel about that on a personal level. Obviously, you say that it's made you shy away from social media. Is that fine, that there's kind of a sadness in that you've had to kind of do that?
I'd say no. I'm not a huge, I guess, actually, it's become learned in terms of I'm happily not very active on social media, and it almost is like a chore to me now. So I think it's caused me to become like that. But it is frustrating. And I think for those athletes who do want to have a social media presence and do want to engage with their fans, it is just really frustrating and difficult, and something, yeah, definitely does need to be done. And I think it's just becoming obviously a bigger and bigger problem because people have direct access to athletes, whereas they didn't before. And it's very comfortable to say things behind people's back, which technically or somewhat online is behind people's back because you don't have to front up to their face. And so I think putting things on social media that you wouldn't say to the person's face is probably a good check as to whether you should be posting it.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's it, isn't it? And there's a cowardice in doing stuff behind the keyboard with that anonymity and not having to actually face any consequences. So it's definitely a problem that needs to be tackled. But again, so now just looking ahead to Birmingham again, how can people get involved if they are wanting to volunteer?
Yeah, so it's really simple. They just need to go to birmingham2022.com, and all the information is on the website. We're looking for 13,000 volunteers, so quite a lot. There's so many different roles, and you don't need any experience or skills whatsoever because training will be given. And there are some jobs which skills are required, such as doctors, chiropractors, physios, and those kind of things. But the roles that we're looking for volunteers, there's about 300 different roles, and they range from drivers, first aiders, venue preppers, kit carriers, people in the media centre, meeters and greeters. So the roles are very vast and ranging, and we're just encouraging anybody to apply. The Commonwealth Games also include para sports within them, and so we do want the volunteers to represent the vibrancy and diversity of Birmingham and the West Midlands and basically the games themselves. So if people just go along to the website and fill in the application form, which takes about 15 to 20 minutes, you pretty much need to put your name and contact details, any skills that you have, remembering that you don't have to have any, and then also what roles you might be interested in.
That sounds like a perfect opportunity for the netball family to get involved in, definitely. And then just finally, Amma, how are you feeling about the Commonwealth Games being on your home turf in your town? Have you got this kind of mad sense of pride about this?
Yeah, I'm trying to hold it back, but I don't think people, well, things don't go to your hometown very often, if at all. And so it is actually amazing that it is going to Birmingham. And I think Birmingham in the UK is almost forgotten about, and people think that Manchester is the second city. And so I'm just really glad that it's going to have this platform to be able to say, we are the second city. We've got an amazing culture, and yeah, it's my home. So yeah, I'm just really excited for the games because of that.
Absolutely. I mean, as a Mancunian, I will allow Birmingham this moment. And I'm very, very excited to go up there. And I know all of my netball friends are already planning big weekends in Birmingham. So it's going to be a mad one. It's going to be so fun. So yeah, thank you so much, Amma, for talking to me today. That's so, so brilliant to hear from you. And I'm very excited to see how the games start developing from now.
Yeah, same. Very excited.
Stay with us throughout the week as we celebrate your stories on being a volunteer. And you can find resources online, englandnetball.co.uk, and click on Get Involved. See you tomorrow.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.